This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. The U.S. is sending additional military forces and air defense equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Emirates. Mike Gracia has the story.
In response to recent attacks on the Saudi oil industry, which are being blamed on Iran, the United States is deploying additional troops and military equipment to the Gulf region. At a Pentagon news conference Friday night, Defense Secretary Mark Esper outlined the goals of the action.
First, to send a clear message that the United States supports our partners in the region. Second, to ensure the free flow of resources necessary to support the global economy.
General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, would not commit to how many troops are being deployed. Esper would not rule out further action. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Domestically, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized the plan, saying it's an outrageous attempt by the Trump administration to circumvent the bipartisan bicameral will of Congress. U.S. President Donald Trump is denying wrongdoing after reports from the Wall Street Journal and other news outlets on Friday reported that Trump had asked Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate unsubstantiated charges that Joe Biden, while vice president, had threatened to withhold U.S. aid to the Ukraine unless a prosecutor was looking into a gas company which Biden's son was involved with was fired. An angry Joe Biden reacted on Saturday.
Trump deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president.
Democrats have stepped up their criticism of the president for what they see is collusion with a foreign leader in a scheme to damage the candidacy of Trump's leading rival in the 2020 campaign. Trump accused the Democrats and news media of ignoring the allegations against the Bidens and creating a false story about him. This is VOA. Fresh off a worldwide climate strike that took hundreds of thousands of young people out of the classrooms and into the streets, youth leaders have gathered at the United Nations to demand radical action to fight climate change. Julie Walker has the story.
16-year-old Swedish activist Greta Thunberg, who was instrumental in launching the youth climate strike movement, told UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Friday's massive demonstrations show how committed youth are.
We are united, and that we, young people, are unstoppable.
Fiji activist Kamal Kumar says elected officials need to get on board or they may find themselves voted out of office.
We will hold you accountable, and if you do not, remember, we will mobilize to vote you out.
After listening, Guterres told the young people he credits them with changing him from a pessimist to an optimist in the fight against global warming. I'm Julie Walker.
The streets of Cairo were jammed on Saturday as police checkpoints went up across the city. Hundreds of armed soldiers and police officers in riot gear patrol Tahrir Square, one of the locations where protests broke out Friday night and the epicenter of previous demonstrations that led to the fall of former presidents Hosni Mubarak and Mohamed Morsi. Pro-government news outlets blame the demonstrations on terrorists. Protesters in Hong Kong threw gasoline bombs and police fired tear gas on Saturday in renewed clashes over anti-government grievances. Hundreds staged a sit-in at a shopping mall in Yuen Long before spilling out into the street. Hong Kong is in the fourth month of sometimes violent protests occurring every weekend. The events are an embarrassment for China's Communist Party ahead of October 1st celebrations of its 70th anniversary in power. Hong Kong's government has canceled a fireworks display that day, citing concern for public safety. An international team of scientists has set off on the biggest and most complex expedition ever attempted in the central Arctic. Sarah Bassett has more.
The mission is a year-long journey that researchers hope will sharpen the scientific models that underpin human understanding of climate change. The $158 million expedition into the ice will see 600 scientists from 19 countries work together in one of the most inhospitable regions on the planet. Unlike Germany, Russia, China, and Sweden, which will be sending icebreakers to supply the expedition, the United States won't be contributing a vessel. The expedition began on the same day as global climate protests and ahead of a UN climate summit in New York next week. I'm Sarah Bassett.
An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 5.6 shook the Albanian capital Tirana and the port town of Durrës on Saturday. Local media said 49 people were injured. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.